Thank you for trusting us with your pet's care. In order to better respect your time and expedite the check-in process for your pet's procedure, we request you complete this form in advance. Please fill in your information as prompted. The contact information refers to same-day contact. This information is extremely important in the case that a complication arises while your pet is sedated. Please make sure to provide a phone number that you or an authorized party will be available to answer. It is important to indicate if your pet is currently taking any medications or if they have any known medical conditions, including but not limited to medicine and/or vaccine reactions. For your pet's safety, please fill in this information even if you believe it to be unrelated, as certain medications or conditions may affect the doctor's choice of anesthetic protocol. Additionally, to further ensure your pet's safety while under sedation or full anesthesia, the doctor may recommend one or more of the following additional services. Unless otherwise specified by your vet, these services are optional. IV fluids are recommended to help regulate your pet's heart rate while under anesthesia and also help your pet to process the anesthetic drugs and aid in recovery. Same-day pre-anesthetic blood work primarily checks your pet's liver and kidney function, as these are the primary organs that process the drugs we use. This is generally recommended to ensure the correct sedation or anesthetic protocol is selected for your pet. However, depending on your pet's health and age, your vet may recommend a more extensive blood panel to be done prior to sedation. Elizabethan collars, or e-collars, are a must for any pet whose procedure requires an incision or has sutures. It is not uncommon for pets to groom themselves and reopen their surgical sites. So, although they may not enjoy the experience, please plan to either take one home afterward or bring one with you the morning of your pet's procedure. Please know that we do our best to minimize it, but there is always a risk involved in putting your pet under anesthesia. Should something happen while your pet is under anesthesia, we would like to know whether or not we have permission to attempt life-saving services for your pet. Additionally, should your pet require services outside of the estimate provided that are discovered while under anesthesia, we would like to know whether we have your permission to provide them. While we attempt to contact you, please be aware that your pet is currently undergoing their procedure. For this reason, we request that you be available for the surgeon's call. Your technician will verify this information and answer any additional questions you may have about your pet's procedure at check-in. Please remember to pick up your pet's food at 10 p.m. the night before their procedure, and we will see you bright and early at 7 a.m. for your pet's check-in.